North Carolina's state budget is now nearly 4 months overdue. For public school teachers, that means the school year started without a cost of living raise. Liz Schlemmer is sharing stories this week of educators who are feeling financial strain from the policy issues playing out. In today's installment of our series, From Politics to Paychecks, we hear from one veteran teacher in Orange County Schools.
So these are bags of cans here. So we have two big bags.
Inside her garage in her Mebane home, high school English teacher Michelle Reed opens a giant black trash bag filled with scrap metal. Reed says her two teenage daughters have been collecting it to sell.
Here are vegetables and cans from the week. And the garage gets full, and when it does, we take it and get the money and put it straight in the girls' savings account.
Reed says money has been tight in her family for a few years. North Carolina's salary schedule for teachers essentially freezes their pay when they hit 15 years of experience. And she's now in her 22nd year of teaching. With inflation, that means they've had to pare back, starting with gym memberships and streaming services.
Now, we feel like we've trimmed all the fat we can from our budget. And so now we're trying to be a little more creative.
Like collecting that scrap metal to pay for her daughter's big trip with her school band.
It's really disheartening that after this long in education that we are having to resort to things like that.
Reed's husband has also been donating plasma and plans to use the money from that to help pay for Christmas presents this year.
He does it to be a good human because, you know, a person in our family benefits from plasma donations. But in our conversations, when we're trying to figure out how to pay for the unexpected expenses, then he will kind of say, well, I'll just go donate plasma again.
Part of the family's problem is that without a state budget, Reed doesn't expect any raise this year. Coupled with rising health care premiums for teachers on the state health plan, for Reed, that means
like fewer dollars in our pocket, an effective pay cut.
North Carolina teachers are paid the same salary from years 15 through 24, except for very modest increases when the state passes a new budget.
Not getting a raise for 10 years, that's a third of your career.
In recent budgets, Reed says those cost of living raises amounted to less than the cost of a tank of gas per month. And without a budget, it will be nothing. The House's original budget proposal touted average teacher raises of up to about 9% over 2 years, while the Senate proposed an average 3% raise for teachers, plus a bonus. But negotiations have stalled to the point that no budget is expected this year. And even if they did pass a budget, both proposals weighted raises toward young teachers while leaving less for veterans.
And it's really frustrating because the news reports are all about what that average raise looks like. And I doubt the general public really knows that veteran teachers aren't getting anything.
The financial strain is making her rethink whether she'll stay in teaching.
Honestly, I never thought that after 22 years of teaching, that we would financially be worse off than we've ever been before.
And she says if other veteran teachers leave the classroom for those same reasons, it will be a huge loss for the younger teachers they mentor and the students who benefit from their expertise. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.